Welcome to the Team Pact podcast with your host, Twinton Cools. We hope to inspire you to think critically and biblically about current issues facing our culture, challenge you to make a difference in your community, and ultimately change the world.
Hey everybody, it's Quinn, and I am so excited to be back with you all. We are recording this podcast during the week of Teen Pact's mid-season. So nearly half of the classes are through for 2023, and we are about to head into the second half of the season. And so one of the exciting parts of having mid-season at the point that we do is that we get to have all of the 2023 Teen Pact intern team here in Richmond. So sitting here in Richmond in my office recording on this microphone is Marissa Garcia, and Marissa is an intern this year at Teen Pact. Marissa, it's awesome having you on the podcast.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it a lot, and I'm very, very excited. It's really cool to be here. Like, I have heard so many great things about the podcast, and I'm excited to be a part of it. So thank you for the opportunity.
Of course. Of course. I was looking ahead on our distribution schedule. So when somebody's listening to our voices right now, you and I will have already completed our Teen Pact Oregon class together.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
So in some ways, we're recording this at the end of that class for all of our listeners. But for those of you guys that are listening, we're actually back in early March recording this. Mm-hmm. So the goal of bringing Marissa into the podcast at this point of the season is to kind of pull back the curtain on what is the experience of somebody like Marissa, who's one of our finest leaders, who's a part of our traveling intern team, and who's learning and growing a ton this year as she experiences different things on the road, as she serves with staff teams, as she leads students, as there's activities for small groups and big groups and all sorts of relationship building and all sorts of team management skills and all sorts of presenting problems and skills. You know, like, there's just so much that's wrapped up in the internship. And basically what we want to do is just kind of ask a few questions that help us understand what her experience is and how other leaders can grow wherever they are. Now, the people that are listening to this, Marissa, you know, most of them are not Teen Pact interns. And our goal very much is to enable them to be applying the same kind of leadership and skills and growth and just maturity that hopefully you're absorbing through this season. And that's just something we want to pass on and say, hey, just like Marissa's doing this and struggling with this and wrestling with this and growing in this, so too can you, wherever you are. So if you're a student, if you're a parent, if you are already in a career, if you're not in a career, like, you can be applying these sorts of leadership principles. Mm-hmm. So with that, I wanted to kind of start back, I guess probably last year into the beginning of this year. So You were at National Convention, you're applying for this internship, you get a letter at some point in June that says, hey, you're the girl for the job, like, you are now on this team. How long did it take for that to set in? Like, when did you really start to feel like you were one of the interns?
Well, I went through the process of applying, and I actually didn't finish applying to, like, the last possible day. So I was kind of on the fence with this ministry and another ministry opportunity called YWAM. And I thought that applying for the internship would just kind of confirm the details that will be finalized with YWAM, and I'll go do that. But that's not what the Lord had in store. Clearly, I'm doing the internship, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity. But I got the letter, like, while I was at a doctor's appointment, actually.
Amazing.
Yeah, so I was, like, in the middle of a doctor's appointment, like, at the end, like, checking out, and I hadn't received, like, my physical copy of the letter, but I got an email from Serena.
Okay.
And I looked at the letter, and it said you'd been accepted. I was like, I don't know what to do with this information. I was processing it, and my mom was right beside me, and I was like, I got accepted. Like, what does this mean?
Question mark.
Yeah. But it was such a God moment, in the sense that the lady that was working behind the front desk, she was a very strong believer, and she just spoke so much truth over me. She's like, well, you seem very excited, and, like, clearly this is what the Lord has set before you. In the sense of doing the internship rather than doing YWAM, she's like, well, like, I can very clearly see, like, this is where the Lord's leading. As much as you might want to do YWAM or think that's where the Lord was leading you, this is where he's leading you. And so that just kind of, like, sealed the deal for me right there. I was like, okay, the Lord's leading me. he is guiding me in a direction which I thought was going to be the opposite direction. But during that season, the Lord really taught me a lot about walking in obedience to his plan and what the internship in the season would hold, because I was expecting to be gone for 6 months with YWAM rather than being gone for a few months in the spring, rather. Mm,
yeah, no, totally. And I think that's probably a very humbling thing to be, you know, to have mm-hmm. somebody who you don't have regular relationship with. She's the gal that's sitting across the desk from you, but she's speaking to your life and saying, like, I think the Lord might be actually speaking to you by mm-hmm. by providing this. And praise the Lord that you said yes. We're grateful for that. I know mm-hmm. there's a lot of students that have been blessed and staffers that have been blessed by your ministry this year. As you've kind of launched, you know, this year, you had some events in the fall last year, and then you had a winter training event in January, and then you had the staff training event, and then the season really begins. You've got, I think you've been to 3 classes so far. In that experience, you probably have started to grasp, you know, what makes for a great intern. And so mm-hmm. I think there's kind of a fascinating element to this for people who are staffers, students, or parents who have not been involved in the Teen Pact internship. I think there's a lot of people in Teen Pact that kind of wonder, what makes for a great intern. Sometimes you can see it and you just know, like, oh wow, that person's so charismatic. Mm-hmm. They're great. But I'm guessing there's more than just charisma that makes for a great intern. What are some of the things that you've seen that make for something really, really good for that role?
Yeah. There's lots of different elements that could qualify a great intern. I mean, there's obviously great public speaking skills, great relationally with people. But I think the ultimate goal is just walking with the Lord. There's a Bible verse. It's Micah 6:8, and it just talks about the only thing you have to do is to live righteously, walk humbly before your God, and to love other people. And going into the season, that just brought me so much peace and comfort, because I was like, I've seen all these different interns in the past and they've done phenomenal. Like, they have a great relationship with the Lord, great at relating with others, have phenomenal public speakers. But what impacted me most about the interns in the past was how they just walk with the Lord.
Yes.
And I think that's been like a really big goal for me this season, just like walking continuously with the Lord. And going off of that, like, what defines a great intern is just not the fact that you're titled an intern, but that you're willing to do things that other people aren't, or like living humbly and like really seeking to serve the people around you, because you're put in a position of leadership. But when you're put in a position of leadership, like, the ultimate goal should be to serve other people like Jesus did.
Yeah.
And to give yourself fully like Jesus did. And I think that's a beautiful picture, because like, when you look at Jesus and you look at his life, he didn't hold himself back from the people.
Yeah.
He gave himself fully into his ministry, even in points where he was tired. Like, yes, he did go off and take points to himself. Like, he went up on the mountain and just spent time with the Father. But that was necessary in order to continue his ministry. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's something that's very beautiful, is like, you giving yourself fully to this ministry for the season, but ultimately you're giving yourself fully for the Lord and what he has set before you. And looking back, it's like, I used to pray all the time when I was younger. Like, Isaiah 6:8 was actually my favorite Bible verse. And it's like, Isaiah talking to the Lord is like, here I am, send me. And then I was talking with Rachel earlier today. It's like, this is like an answered prayer. It's like, I used to pray like, Lord, here I am, send me. And now he's sending me to these different states and different places where the Lord has specifically ordained for me to be, and the students to be, and the staff to be. And these specific individuals to be, so the Lord's name can be glorified through it. And I think that's just a very beautiful picture of the body of Christ.
Yeah, absolutely. And that it doesn't limit you to just the Teen Pact internship. Like, that approach, that surrender to the Lord, that service can be applied wherever you are, whenever God calls you. If he calls you to a university for 4 years, or if he calls you to international missions, or if he calls you to move cross country, or if he calls you to just stay where you are and be faithful, like, you can be in the service of the Lord, in the service of people. And I just love that that's kind of your passion, your focus. You see that as kind of the great mark of an intern. I would agree, because if that kind of spiritual maturity that says, ultimately, I'm submitted to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and I am his, and this year, this season is a way of giving myself to him in service of others. Like, that that's it. Like, that's what, yeah. that's what we're trying to inspire a generation mm-hmm. of young leaders to embrace. Like, if they can embrace that, like, not everyone's going to be a Teen Pact intern. Mm-hmm. Most of them are not, you know, there's only going to be 25 interns a year for the next several years, you know, it's yeah. like, but there's thousands of students that are coming through this program. And if they can grasp that, if they can be inspired and equipped to see that giving their life in service to the Lord and service to others is God's design for us. And there's great good in that, like, oh my goodness, that's going to be amazing mm-hmm. to see people do that. So thank you for serving in that way. That it's really beautiful to see that. Very practically, over the last few years, we've developed the internship to not just be designated as like the guy interns and the girl interns. Mm-hmm. There's now some distinction, and I don't know that all of our listeners would know this, but we have the program intern and we have the administrative intern. And I understand that you've been able to do both so far this season. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious, what are some of the differences and similarities in those roles? And then, I don't know, have you liked one or the other better?
Yeah, there's lots of similarities and quite a few differences. The administrative role is a lot of the grading quizzes, creating the quizzes, and then also going through the homework and, like, including the staff team on it as well. It's just, like, going through all the homework, like the bill analysis, constitutional analysis, the bills, letters to your senators and representatives, like, lots of administrative tasks as well as, like, the printing that needs to be done for the week. Or registration, getting all that set up with name tags and folders and creating rosters. So very, very administrative, hence the name. But then the program intern does, like, all the slides and the clickers and kind of, like, if we need time fillers and, like, transitions between different elements, they do a lot of that aspect. But they also do a lot of the mentorship for the program elements, like the Masters of Elections. Or if someone's getting a speaker intro or a devotional that morning, they're the ones that are going to that person that's doing it and checking in, making sure they're okay, praying over them, seeing how they're feeling, if they're nervous, excited, giving them practical tips about it. So, I mean, there's definitely pros and cons to each. I would definitely say the administrative task is harder
okay,
in a
yeah.
sense. But I think it's so beautiful about the program intern is that they have more of the opportunity to be in a place to minister for the program elements and be more involved with that. Personally, I prefer the administrative side of it because I like busy work. I like it's lots of little things and there's always something to do. And it's really cool to be able to like incorporate the state coordinators in on it or the staff girls in on it. It's like, hey, like I'm doing this. You want to come help me with it? And I found like that's a really cool way to bring other people in and like kind of see how their walk with the Lord's going. Mm-hmm. And like in the same way, like they've been so encouraging to me in that sense is like, I'm not a perfect person. And like some of the conversations they end up like speaking truth into me. I'm like, wow, like Lord, you knew I needed this
yeah.
right when I needed, like when I'm feeling tired or low or something along those lines. It's like, it's such a beautiful ministry opportunity. But I would definitely say I prefer the administrative side of things. That's like where I'm more comfortable, but sure. it's cool to branch out into the program side as well.
Yeah. When you are on a class and you're assigned a particular talk, like mm-hmm. one of the, what is the, what is
Politics 101 and Constitution 101 and Constitution.
Are those as intimidating to give and prepare for as I anticipate they are? because like back in my day, yes, I was an intern, but this was like 12 years ago. And even the, you know, the Politics 101 was pretty simple and mm-hmm. kind of straightforward. And, you know, we just had, you know, I don't know. It just felt kind of basic. And so looking at how it is now, and I've sat back and watched some of these classes mm-hmm. where, you know, the program intern or maybe another intern is giving that talk. And I'm just like, whoa, like that's a lot of content and yeah. you're doing a great job. But like, I don't even know if I could do that. Like that probably takes a lot of prep. Like from the stage side of things, do you find that that comes naturally or do you have to kind of like really prepare and mentally like get ready for that and get your energy up for that? Like what is the stage part of it like?
I know for me personally is like I have never been the greatest public speaker, and actually my speech/government teacher was the person who got me involved with Teen Pact. And like I used to be the person that would get like all scared and shaky and nervous. And I mean, I still do get nervous up on stage. But the Politics 101 and Constitution 101, I haven't given the Constitution 101, But politics 101, it was a lot of preparation. It still is. I mean, I'm still fine-tuning a lot of things.
Okay.
But you definitely do have to get in a mental space before you go up on stage and, like, pray. It's like, okay, like, Lord,
yes.
I give this to you. I'm really praying that the student body is going to be interactive and that they're going to respond well and that I'm able to articulate this information very clearly to them. It's a lot of information. It was very, very intimidating coming into it. And it, like, I've definitely sought out a lot of advice from people. It's like, hey, how do I make this more engaging? I know I'm struggling in this area to make it engaging because it's like there's so much information that's given in it. It's great information, but sometimes that can get lost in the translation of, like, just a lot of information at once.
Yeah.
And so that's something that I have struggled with this season. It's just like giving those talks, but it's something that the Father is definitely growing me in. It's like, okay, I'm not comfortable with it and I may never be comfortable with it, but that's okay because the Lord's calling me to give this talk on a specific class. And so Lord, just please help it be to the best of my ability and use me in however you want to use me in this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so good, though. It's amazing to me to think about. So, you know, you rewind, what was that, 3-4 years ago, you're attending your first class, and you come in, and this is the case for any student who comes in who has any sort of public speaking trepidation. Like, I mean, the challenge of even just presenting a bill is a big deal to students, right?
Yeah.
And then you staff and it's like, I have to do a speaker intro or I have to do a Devo. And now it's like, you have to give like a 25 minute talk in front of the students. Like it just keeps going. But I love that TeenPAC's model is like, we're going to give you more responsibility. We're going to push you even more outside of your comfort zone. We're going to press, we're going to push, and what ends up happening, we were talking about this and as we're preparing for national convention as well, like the roles that were given, the responsibilities were given at 18, 19, 20 years old on an intern team preparing for national convention are massive roles for a 1,000-person event. Like it's a big deal, but it also is like, you know what? The next time that you're in a situation like this, like 2 years from now, 5 years from now, and your church is like, hey, we're putting on a conference and we need somebody to do X. It's like, oh, I've actually done X. Like literally this was happening last night. I'm having a meeting with some of the elders at our church and there's a upcoming youth conference that that we're preparing within our group of churches, you know, in the Mid-Atlantic region. And they had already prepared some of the branding and like a graphic to promote the conference. And the graphic, I'll just say up front, is not, you know, TeenPAC quality branding. Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, I sat back and I was like, that's probably a skill, an experience that I could actually bring to my church and group of churches. I probably just haven't raised my hand and identified that I actually already have some skill in that area. I led a communications team for like 5 or 6 years. Like I understand how to brand down to the little micro cell on a Google sheet or whatever, you know, it's like,
that's incredible.
But maybe I should actually bring those skills to bear for my local church. Maybe I should do more and actually raise my hand. And I think there's a part of TeenPAC where it's like, when you're in it, you're like, okay, like, I guess if I have to do the speaker intro, I'll figure that out. Okay. If I have to give this talk, I'll figure that out. But I'm really excited for you and your team as you leave the internship to look to see, all right, how can I apply this in my home and in my local church and with this missions organization and with this nonprofit? And, you know, like it can be so much more than just a TeenPAC experience. Now, with that said, there is the experience of being an intern. In fact, a lot of people look at it as that, like, wow, you get to travel across the country and you get flown from this class to this class and you get to be the upfront leader and you get to have a cool name badge and you're wearing professional attire and you're taking pictures in front of the Capitol every week. And like, there is an experience, there's a shine to the internship. So I want to ask you a couple questions about that. First of all, are there any like particularly really fun or really like exciting, memorable, worthwhile, really cool things that have happened this year? Like, what are some of the best experiences of being an intern so far?
I think some of the best experiences have just been, honestly, just hanging out with the staff team or students. And I mean, it's honestly so much fun. It's one of my favorite parts of the program. It's just having that available time and the intentionality to get to know the people that are there. Like, there was one opportunity in particular where it's like I dress coded a girl early in the day, and that was something I have, it's honestly still scary to me sometimes. But later that afternoon, I got the chance to talk to her, and we got to just have a really cool conversation about the Bible, and she had a question. We were able to pull out our Bibles and just kind of go through it. And so it's just moments like that that I will forever treasure and value. But along with that, some of the most fun moments is actually, it was back on the Texas class. Liberty, Will, and I were just walking through the Capitol because it was in session. We're heading back from the Senate, and we're in this elevator, and then we're in the cafeteria, and we're like, Liberty's like, I think that's Zachary Levi. And so for those of you who don't know, he plays the guy in Rapunzel, and he's Shazam and all these cool different people.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so Liberty had the courage to go up and talk to him. And so like, we got to have a picture with Zachary Levi. And so that was like the most random thing ever. But it was like a really cool experience. It wouldn't have happened like without Team Pack. So there's like lots of different moments and different things that I have valued throughout the internship. But I mean, I'm sure there'll be plenty to come throughout the season.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's definitely one in particular.
So one, I mean, you're from Texas, and the Texas Capitol is massive.
It's huge.
And it's beautiful. And it's so awesome thinking like that's your office for the week, essentially. Like it's a pretty cool experience. I've done a class there, loved it. You also did a class in Indiana, is that right?
I did.
Now, I've heard that the Indiana Capitol is strikingly beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah? Okay. So I need to make it out there at some point. Still hasn't happened yet, but...
Really should.
Yeah. Is it the Indiana class that has... There's like a library that's really pretty in that. There's a couple of capitals that have just incredible like... library sitting areas where just like you have like those the not just the rows of books, but you also have like those sliding ladders. Maybe it's not the Indiana class. Maybe
know.
It's like Wisconsin or something.
In Indiana,
okay. All right. Well, we'll have to figure out where that is. If you're listening to the podcast, go ahead and hop on Instagram and let us know in the comments which capital that is, or if your capital has that. No, in my experience of traveling with Teen Pact, like just being at capitals and just
cool.
The marble for most of those capitals where you're just walking down this hall with like professional attire on and like people are respecting you as if you belong there. And it's like, we're only here for a week, but this is awesome.
It's kind of like, crazy.
I love it. I love it. So, you kind of have to get over the imposter syndrome for a little bit, but okay. So let's flip to the other side of that. So those are some really like awesome experiences. You're seeing the Lord kind of use even like a hard conversation where you're telling somebody to follow a dress code policy. And then that turns into some really sweet moment of relationship and spiritual engagement with God's word. And it's just like, that's awesome. Or it's, you know, happening to see an actor and, you know, meet that person. And so, I mean, those are really fun moments and experiences that, yeah, if you weren't a part of Teen Pack this year, you wouldn't have those. But on the flip side, I'm sure that there's some hard things that happen throughout the season. I know just with the amount of travel and the amount of hours you're putting in and the hard work that it is, the number of people that you're working with, the challenges of different personalities, like there are, I mean, way more things that we could talk about that are challenging that we could just fill podcast after podcast after podcast with. So I don't want to just, you know, focus on negative things, but I kind of want to look at where has there been a challenge or something difficult where you've seen the Lord just at work, where it's like, man, that was not what I wanted, but God's been doing something there. And that's actually, he's redeeming something with that challenge.
Yeah. There's been multiple moments like that this season where it has gotten hard or like you're spiritually tired and you're like, especially for weeks on end. And it can get very, very hard and tiring fast, but the Lord has always been faithful in that. And specifically one class in particular we had, it was very hard just with something going on within the staff team, and I wasn't quite sure how to deal with the situation. I know a couple other people weren't either, but it was so cool to just look back at the end of the week and just see the way that this person, like, still made, like, a really, really beautiful impact on, like, the knowledge of these students and the knowledge that they may forever hold and cherish about why they believe what they believe. And these different values that they now have. And it was really cool to be able to see that come through to fruition. It's like, it can be frustrating in the moments, like, I don't know what to do with this. Like, these people aren't getting along super well. And, like, sometimes you can't really do anything about it but just pray. And that's like something the Lord's been teaching me a lot about this season is just the power of prayer and the power like of just like a two sentence prayer or a sentence prayer.
Yeah.
Or even just like words just being spoken unto the Lord and how he's going to use that in the future, whether you see it come through or not, like the Lord's always going to be faithful to provide an answer, whether you see it or not. And through that situation, it was so cool to see at the end of the week how like the students and staff were just so, so in love with the Lord and so like encouraging to one another. And there's been countless moments that are like that this past season, but I wouldn't have traded it for anything. Mm-hmm. If anything, it makes the like seeing the fruit of it, like you're not always promised a fruit, but when you do get to see it, it makes it that much more sweet and that much more
sure
special to see the Lord work and move in such a way that's like not attributed to what you're doing but what he's doing, and you had the opportunity to see that.
That's awesome. Yeah, those moments again are very humbling because it reminds you that the Lord's the one who's doing the work. Mm-hmm. The Lord's the one who is working on hearts. The Lord is the one who has his plan for the week, and
yeah,
we are a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
But oftentimes those moments of difficulty get us off the perspective of my plan, my execution. It's like God's plan, God's execution.
Yeah. In a sense, it's almost a way of pride. It's like, I mean, I've caught myself this season. It's like, I can't do anything about this. Like, I want to be able to do something about this. But then it's the Lord reminding me. It's like, nope, like, you can't do anything about it. And that's okay, because I'm in control of the situation. It's that form of surrender again, just like giving yourself fully unto the Lord. And like, it's such human nature to try and take that back. Like, it's like, I want control of this and I want control of that. But ultimately, it should be the Lord who gets control in those situations. And like, when you are faithful to release it unto him, that's when the work happens. And like, because most of the time when we are trying to get in control, especially with pride, it's interfering with the work that the Lord is doing.
Mm, yeah. Yeah. That's really good. So one of the things that, you know, I was reading in your bio that's on the Teen Pack website about your internship is that you're interested in international missions and you have a passion for that. You even mentioned Isaiah 6:8 and just the response of Isaiah of here I am, send me. And you look at, you know, this season as a way of being sent and as a way perhaps of being equipped for future sending. Mm-hmm. Have you started to kind of piece together, you know, what the Lord might be doing in your experience with Teen Pact and what that might, you know, set a trajectory for? Are things like YWAM or other opportunities kind of still lingering on the horizon where you're just like, man, I'm excited to go. And if it means go to Teen Pack, then I'm going. And if it means go to this, you know, DTS, then I'm going to go. And like, where are you at with all that?
Yeah, actually this played into a lot of last summer, especially after staffing my first season with Teen Pack and like travel staffing as well with a couple of different classes. I had the opportunity to go to Poland, especially with everything going on with Russia and Ukraine. Three of the four churches that were originally supposed to go to help run some kids camps backed out. And so these kids camps, they are Christian. They seek to glorify the Lord. But the way that they do that is by bringing Americans in to help teach English. Because Poland is 0.03% evangelical Christian. So
Whoa.
It's a very, very lost country. Mm. And one of my old youth pastors, he's over there with his family. And so in desperation, they reached out. And because of the things that I learned in Teen Pack, like how to run a field experience or how to relay information, that's taking a complicated concept and simplifying it in these terms, especially with people who like don't understand English very well or speak broken pieces of it, and just relaying the gospel in just a simple context and easy to understand.
Mm.
Like those little things that Teen Pack has taught me really translated into that week, whether that just be like relating well with the people around me and working as a team, or through like the field experiences to be able to teach English through that, or
like that's awesome.
Playing soccer in Poland, like ultimate frisbee here, or just having those like conversations. There was a leader there. Her name's Veronica. She's about 20 and she's about 20 minutes away from the border, of Ukraine and everything with going on over there. Like they're fine. Praise the Lord. But just seeing the efforts of their labor, like lots of the first generation Christians over there get kicked out of their homes for believing.
Wow.
And just seeing what a privilege it is to be over here And just seeing different walks of life can definitely help you with ministry wherever you are. Mm-hmm. And so with Team Pack, like, you do get to see different walks of life. Like, most people that do come, come from a very strong Christian home. But, I mean, there's also students that come that don't. And it's an opportunity to share the Lord. And so having that experience, like, of being able to have to share the gospel in such a simple way also translates back over here into Team Pack as well.
Mm, that's awesome. I love to see how the Lord is... you know, building the one into the other and the other into the one. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that brings us back to just kind of talking about like what Teen Pact interns do, what they are, like what makes for a great intern. It's not so much all these qualities that you could just list out. Oh, it's the great public mm-hmm. speaking and it's this and it's that and it's this charisma. It really comes down to a maturity that says, all right, Lord, like, what do you have for me? I want to say yes to that. If that means more public speaking, even though I'm not naturally a public speaker, then yeah, I'm going to do that. And if it means, you know, engaging in a one-on-one smaller group setting when I really prefer the big group energy setting, like different personalities, different experiences growing up, you know, and yet God's going to say, hey, I need somebody to go. Are you ready to go? Yes, Lord. Send me. Like that, that kind of approach is going to serve you the rest of your life, ultimately in service of the Lord and service of others. So I love that. As we come to the end of our time today, are there any kind of, I don't know, lasting lessons that you've been thinking about on your season so far? Like, obviously we're only halfway through, but just as you're looking ahead to maybe the end of the season, as you're looking ahead past the season, what are some things that you're going to hold on to that you're just going to savor and keep meditating on?
Yeah, we actually talked about this a couple of days ago with the entire group, but it's just like specific scriptures that come to mind, specifically like Ephesians 3, 14 through 21. And I have that marked in my Bible, and it's such a beautiful scripture of the prayer for spiritual strength, because I know that something that I've learned a lot this season has definitely been like, even when I don't realize it, I need to rely on the Lord more and need that spiritual strength. And it's just become more evident on my dependence on Him rather than myself, because when we make more of Him, it makes less of us. And so something that the Lord's been teaching me a lot about has been from Ephesians 3, 14 through 21, and I'll read it. And it says, "For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of His glory, He may grant to you be strengthened with the power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to Him be the glory in the church in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." And that's just been a prayer for this season. And going into the rest of my life, really, is just taking what the Father, like reliance on Him, and just taking that not only in this season and valuing it in the season, but valuing it continue on, like whether that's college next season or going to Poland or going wherever. And I think that's something that all of us can take away, is that whether you are serving in Team Pact or attending Team Pact or you're serving in your church, is to take the things that you learn here and the qualities of the Lord that you're learning and implementing that back home. Because ultimately, Team Pact is not the church, but it's a tool that the Lord uses to impact the church. And I think it's so beautiful when we take these opportunities and these lessons to implement them back home, because it not only encourages you, but encourages those around you to pursue the Lord and those around you to seek Him and to find Him, and not only glance at the Lord, but like fix their gaze upon Him ultimately. And so I know that Team Pact has really encouraged me to get involved like back home even more, and not only see Team Pact as the only ministry opportunity, but every season of life and every person as a ministry opportunity to share the love of Christ too.
I love it. Yeah, don't just let it be a fleeting glance, but look to the Lord, fix your gaze upon the Lord. And as we're going to learn more at National Convention, behold the Lord. So thanks so much for joining us on the podcast, Marissa. This was awesome.
Thank you for having me. I loved it.
Thank you for joining us for this special edition of the Team Pact podcast. Have any questions about today's episode? Send us an email at communications@teampact.com or you can visit our website for more information about our programs and state classes.